Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Our FM signals the feels like temperature outside right now. Podcast, we got you covered there. Anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we are there. And smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. That Odyssey app is free. Take it for a test drive. Once it's downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio. You click follow. That's it. It's got a lot of great tools. If you go in, stop to get gas, go into a doctor's appointment, get a cup of coffee, get back in your car, you could pick up where you left off or advance it right back to live. And then you can go back and listen to it. So it's a great tool to have. Like I said, it's free. Take it for a test drive. How's everyone doing on this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026, the weekend eve of our... The eve of our nation's birthday, 250th birthday today. We got a lot planned. We're going to go through day 2 of Gettysburg in a 5 o'clock hour and much, much more today. There's been a lot of back and forth. Well, let me start. Those two individuals that were on the top of the antenna of the Empire State Building, well, they were released today and came out of court smiling and laughing and gave a kiss to the people before all the camera people that were there. And you can't say we didn't tell you so. I mean, we kind of knew that they would get a slap on the wrists. And listen, I get it. It's not, you know, well, it could have been life-changing for them and the people they put in risk going up there. But you need to put a stop to things like this because someone sooner or later is going to get hurt. And not for nothing, but if they fell off that antenna – there's a very good chance that they probably hurt people on the ground as well, not to mention the first responders who put themselves at risk. And there are some people commenting, well, why'd they even bother? They had to come down sooner or later. Well, because if they just stood at the bottom and said, well, wait till they come down and something happened, they would have got blamed for that as well. That's not what the law enforcement does. They were trespassing. They could have caused a lot of damage up there. There's still a lot of signals that use that antenna. A matter of fact, that was the main radio and TV signal antenna for all of the Northeast for a point. As far as, you know, the tall buildings, that's what it is. We even used that in part of our areas here back in the day. So just go to show them they can't be left up there. And, of course, they get a slap on the wrist by the judicial system. I'm sure the mayor thinks it was cute and funny, but it just doesn't bode well for public safety all around. And, you know, these are whatever you want to call them, exhibitionist daredevils that do this for a living. They have a Netflix film that featured them. This just gave them the PR that they wanted, and unless they're held accountable, there's no incentive to stop it. There's no incentive for somebody else to do better or more than they did. So it was not surprising, but sad to see nonetheless, because somebody is going to get hurt sooner or later. Very simple, like these kids who surf the subways. Yeah, well, they're only going to harm themselves. Yeah, but you know how many of these kids die? All the time. I mean, literally all the time. So you crack down on it, and you have zero tolerance for it, and you hold them severely accountable for when they do it. And it does curtail it. But when there's no consequences for things, we've seen time and time again how that flourishes. Speaking of no consequences, here at home in Pennsylvania, when we passed our legislative duty, constitutional mandate to have a budget by June 30th, and it seems to be able to just pass it and no worries, right? Except for us, the taxpayer, because every time they surpass that deadline, it costs us money. But it doesn't cost them money. It costs us money, the taxpayers, because we're the ones who pay for everything. And yes, I get that they are taxpayers too, but they're also benefiting from those tax dollars. And there's no negative repercussions. I am a firm believer, and I know there's bills out there, and they said, and they've passed some things saying, well, if the budget's not passed on time, we do not get a paycheck. No, I want that paycheck forfeited back to the general fund for not only the legislator themselves, but all of their senior staff and administrative staff in the executive government office. So I think that if you have a representative and you have a state senator and you have their chief of staff, you have their office managers, you have their legislative directors also forfeiting their pay back to the general fund, they are going to circle that legislator and say, no, 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 no. And it's going to get done. I promise you, if they pass something like that, we will see a big difference and change in having a budget on time. Now, there's also a lot of rhetoric. It's performative that's going on. If you see members of the Democrat House and Senate and the governor himself, who's made some posts about it, but that's pretty much all he does anyway. But you have these members, the head of the House in Pennsylvania, going past the Senate, making TikTok videos, looking, saying, well, where's the Senate? Where's our Senate Republicans? Don't know where they are. You know where they are? No. And they're making videos like that. It's all performative. Because here's the thing. While Pennsylvania House and Senate Democrats post performative social media campaigns about Senate Republicans leaving Harrisburg, let's talk about their unserious budget on why Republicans left. Because it's until they start meeting somewhere in the middle, there's nothing to discuss. And I applaud Senate Republicans for doing such, because it's the only thing that's going to restrain an out-of-control budget. Josh Shapiro proposed a $53.3 billion budget, specifically $53.26 billion. General fund spending plan on February 3rd. So on February 3rd, the governor makes this big wish list saying, hey, I'm getting this in early because we don't want to run past our deadline again. And on April 14th of 2026, the Democrat-controlled House passed House Bill 2400. That's the General Appropriations Bill, with a vote of 107-94 vote. Now, there were a couple of Republicans that voted for it, but mostly it was on partisan lines. It largely mirrors or advances the governor's $53.3 billion proposal that was sent to the Senate. Now, why is it stalled in the Senate? Well, that budget, baseline revenue growth under the tax structure was only $919 million, or 1.9%. Spending increases were plus $2.72 billion, 5.4% more over the prior year's enacted budget. That has a gap to balance of approximately $6.46 billion. So the governor submitted a budget that was $6.4 billion over what they take in. And the House, the Democrat House, passes that. Well, is that where you want to be? I don't want to be there. Now, $4.58 billion transfer withdrawal from the rainy day fund. They want to gut our rainy day fund, which stood at roughly $7.8 to $8 billion. This would be historically a large draw, leaving remaining balance around $3.3 billion. So this, they want to literally gut by 70% or 65% our rainy day fund. And $1.88 billion from new or expanded revenue or tax changes. Tax changes means they're going to take more taxes from us, by the way. Primarily on to tax skill games, they project $766 million at a high rate. That's a conservative rate saying, hey, that's on a high rate. That's the high end of what they think they're going to get. Is that what they're going to get? Usually not. Recreational marijuana is mandated in this budget because they get $200+ million annually on that, closing certain corporate tax loopholes and possible and minimum wage related effects. Now, critics, including the Senate Republicans and groups like the Commonwealth Foundation, argue this would worsen Pennsylvania's long-term standing structural deficit. They show a multi-billion dollar gap in recent outlooks, around $5.6 billion for fiscal year 2026-2027 in one update. It relies heavily on one-time reserves and speculative new revenues like marijuana and taxing skill games. It may not fully materialize and could require future tax hikes once reserves are depleted. Now, the Senate position, which is Republican-controlled, they have been to negotiate amendments or a revised version of that House bill, which the House and the governor have refused to sit down with. So by saying they're not there when you refuse to even negotiate about $6 billion over in wishful thinking when it comes to recreational marijuana and taxing skill games, their key criticisms on the $5.3 billion plan is spending growth too high, 5.4% increase at a time of affordability pressures. Heavy reliance on drawing down the rainy day fund undermines long-term fiscal stability and guarantees a massive tax increase next year because there's basically no rainy day fund left. Dependence on unproven or controversial new revenue streams, skill games and marijuana, recreational marijuana. Specific spending drivers, they highlight large DHS, Department of Health Services, and education increases, plus corrections cost rising despite facility closures. Yes, we are closing jails in Pennsylvania, but its correction costs are rising. Now, the Senate goals and current asks, a more fiscally responsible budget with reduced overall spending compared to the House governor's proposal. Limit or more restrained use of the rainy day fund reserves. They're not saying don't use it. They're just saying don't use that much of it. Emphasis on government efficiencies, spending growth control, and pro-growth policies building on past actions like exiting Reggie. Permitting reforms and business tax competitiveness to avoid burdening taxpayers or businesses. They have floated or supported alternative revenue spending ideas as related tax packages, adjust data center tax exemptions and breaks, tax them a little more, you know, the billion-dollar corporations looking to build data centers, expand private school scholarship tax credit, and electricity tax relief, while opposing many of the governor's new tax proposals. The governor and House Democrats want all or nothing, and rather than compromise the benefit of having a mixed leadership in government. We have a Republican-controlled Senate, a Democrat-controlled House, and a Democrat governor. That Republican-controlled Senate is the stopgap that makes them pull back from all the spending. $6 billion over what we're taking in with non-proven generators of revenue. They will let the mandated deadline pass yet again, and eventually shut down Pennsylvania governor, costing the taxpayers even more. So that's where we're at. Those are the facts here. So when they say, well, look, the Republican Senate Republicans went home for the holiday weekend, You are refusing to negotiate. You're saying all or nothing. Here's our budget. Take it or leave it. Well, they left it. And unless you want to sit down with them and pull back on some rainy day spending, talk about recreational marijuana, which is a controversial subject in Northeast Pennsylvania and across the state, and skill games, where we still haven't seen valid legislation on what they're going to do. Are they going to exempt like VFWs and American Legions and nonprofits that depend on that, and for businesses, for-profit businesses, you know, have a certain tax bracket? Let's see some proposals, but they're not sitting down to discuss it. The Democrats in the House, the governor is saying, here's our proposal, take it. They tried to do that last year, and that's why it went so long. And if it wasn't for the Senate Republicans sitting down and pushing back, we would have used most of our rainy day fund last year. You would have had recreational marijuana last year. You would have had a lot of things last year. And again, there's a lot of people on both sides that are not opposed or opposed to that. But sit down and discuss it. And that's why I talk about time and time again here, why isn't the governor proving his leadership, which he has yet to do, talks about getting stuff done, but he does very little but highlight himself on social media. Sit down with the leadership for 8 hours a day. You know, they say the Republicans aren't there. Has the governor put out an invitation? Have you seen a video of him saying, I'm sitting here in my conference room. I invited the Democrats from the House and the Senate. I invited the Republicans from the House and the Senate. These are the people who did not show up. No, he doesn't do that because they want this, because they're throwing it all or nothing while they make fancy promotional TikTok videos saying, where's Senate Republicans? Where's Senate Republicans? I don't know. When they refuse to sit down and balance it. If not, they are going to wipe away the rainy day fund, which doesn't hurt Republicans or Democrats. It hurts all Pennsylvanians. So a little factual and transparency might help here rather than the performative nonsense that we've had rammed down our throats by both parties across the nation, across the state, and even here at home locally. Everything I just said is posted on my social media Facebook page, Rob O'Donnell. You can check it out there. Share it. Send it to your friends that may be confused. Send it to your people that may not agree that may be confused. It's worth talking about, and it's worth sitting down. Those people who actually can make a difference, but you notice they're not doing that. And again, until there's accountability, until there's a punishment that makes this unsustainable for them to keep missing constitutionally mandated deadlines of a budget, June 30th, they're going to continue. And until it says, you're not only not going to get your salary, but it gets forfeited for every day there's not a signed budget back to the general fund. And not only the member, but their senior staff and the executive staff of the state. Then we get things done, I promise you. It's 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back. Got a text message. It says, Rob, I love the show, but the problem is Josh Shapiro delivers for Pennsylvania. For example, veterans and seniors most got their rent and tax rebate checks on the 1st of July. You can talk to your blue in the face feeding 1.7 million school kids. Your narrative at times is slanted and not always, it cuts off, about work ethic. It's about feeling hungry, filling hungry bellies. This is where the divide is, my good friend. And the tax breaks for vets and seniors was a bipartisan, and other than signing and taking credit for it, the governor really had little to do with that. And as far as kids who qualify always had free meals in our schools. It's not my job or any taxpayer's job to subsidize meals for kids whose parents make 3, 4, 5 times the amount that they do. So we can agree to disagree there. I'm all for feeding kids that can't afford their meals, and there was always a program there. But to turn around and say we're going to just feed all kids, well, I know for a fact there's a bunch of lawyers who send kids to my local school district, and they make 5, 6, 7, as much as 10 times as amount as I do. Should my tax dollars go to subsidize their meals? No, I don't think so. So, yeah, it's easier just to say free meals for everybody, but it doesn't mean it's right. And I don't think somebody who's making $50,000, $80,000, struggling to make ends meet should be subsidizing somebody who's making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $800,000, sending their kids to the same school. Just my opinion, and that's what it is. Scranton City Council has tabled the decision to purchase, or at least move the money to purchase the Fidelity building in Scranton. And I think this is a great idea. My problem with this is, so there's all this money to buy this building, but the mayor has refused for over 10 years, or about 10 years, to pay mandated cost of living increases to the city's police and fire retirees, including some widows. So make this make sense for priorities to me. The city's population has decreased dramatically, but let's expand the infrastructure footprint of the city of Scranton. Scranton City Council introduced legislation from Mayor Paige Gebhardt Cognetti to fund a $1.88 million purchase of the building next to City Hall, the old Fidelity Bank building. This ordinance would amend the city's 2026 capital budget by $1,089,067 and invoice reallocating federal block grant and other funding to buy out a lease payments of a Scranton Fire Department's Rescue 1 vehicle to save on interest payments and purchase the property. Mayor Cognetti also proposed that the council and ordinance to council an ordinance that would allow for purchasing additional surveillance cameras and upgrade police department operations by reallocating $366,000. That amount would come from closing three accounts called special city accounts that total $190,991 and repurposing a different special city fund that has accumulated $175,547 in unallocated interest. So it's interesting, the money that they can find when they want to. Not so distressed, I guess. City Council should put a hold on all new property purchases until retirees are made whole. This has been going on for over 10 years, and it's
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
...mandated, so something to think about if I was on city council in Scranton, but they can find all these millions of dollars for this wish list for a city that's smaller than it was. Remember, the police department used to be in City Hall. Now it's got its own brand new headquarters down the road. But now they need the building next door to put some police functions in there. It just doesn't make sense. And again, while over 10 years you're taking your police and fire retirees for the city and not giving them a cost of living increase and their widows, which was mandated by several Mansell law, but because the city was distressed, they were able to get away with that. So she claims how great the city, the mayor, claims how great the city's doing on one hand, and then every time there's a point to pay the city retirees, the fire and police retirees, their cost of living increase, she claims poverty. They both just don't work with each other. So I would like to see city council say, you know what, we're not going to approve any purchase of any properties until our retirees are made whole. We made an agreement with them. We made a promise to them. We can't continue to break it, especially since obviously you have the extra money now. It's 3:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So there's been a lot of things going on in Luzerne County, and I've been pretty critical of not only their so-called non-discrimination ordinance that had passed and the way it was passed, but the targeting of people who are following their home rule charter mandates to challenge that and have it put on a referendum because they don't like the way it was done. And they seem to have been, well, they've been directly threatened and targeted by members on social media. And the head of the Luzerne County Council facilitated that by not only not signing the affirmation that was required by their law department in Luzerne County, but to get a hold of that list of signatures, but posted it online saying, this is about transparency, not about harassment, but knowing darn well that there were already threats made on social media to use such information to target them. So we're going to bring on now Ben Herring. He is the president of the Citizens Advisory Committee, who I just found out today has instituted a lawsuit with petition circulator Walter Griffin. Ben, thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Walk us through what's going on here.
Yeah, so to your point, you're exactly right. The Luzerne County Council, in 6 months since they've been together as an 8-3 majority Democrat over Republican, has been pushing some pretty radical, extreme policies down the Luzerne County voters' throats. And the latest one is this, what they're calling, of course, quote, an anti-discrimination ordinance, which is truly not what it is. Which opens up these new protected classes, such as gender identity, gender theory or whatever it's called, fluidity, all that stuff, citizenship status, which could apply to illegal aliens, source of income, which means landlords might not have the ability to check somebody's income to rent to them. A lot of bad. I won't bore you with all the details, but this is an extremely bad ordinance.
Oh, I've talked about it on the show quite often. I was calling it out since before they voted on it. And I think it's a tool that they want to use to silence any dissent to the things that they want to promote.
100%. It's a San Francisco-based ordinance, and you're exactly right. The speech police would be hot and heavy in Luzerne County. If you misgender your neighbor, you know, you're going to be put up for a complaint. If you are a conservative Christian business owner, you're going to be targeted. I mean, we've called things out for the last 6 years, and I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but usually what we call out happens. And this is a big warning to everybody in Luzerne County. They need to be aware of this.
Well, one of the things that I pointed out, too, before we get to the lawsuit here, is they keep pointing to this was modeled after Lehigh County. They've had this already in effect. I looked at Lehigh County's ordinance and what they've done, and every case that has brought to – and this is supposed to fill in the gaps between state and federal law – but every case that has been brought to Lehigh County's Commission on Anti-Discrimination, they've referred to themselves, either the state or the federal entities, because they said they didn't have jurisdiction. So where they're saying this is modeled after Lehigh County's ordinance, Lehigh County's ordinance so far has only referred things to the state and federal entity. So their argument doesn't hold water there.
It doesn't. It's just like we have with our ethics commission that I was a part of for a year and a half down in Luzerne County. The intention is not to hold you accountable per se, or you know, to wait till the end result occurs. It's to smear you. It's to put it in the newspapers, put it on the media. You know,
the process is the punishment. The process is the punishment.
They want to set up their little speech police board so that when somebody steps out of line in their view, they could put them all over the newspaper and say there's been a complaint against them per this commission.
So there's been a lot going on. You have Chris Bellis, who's the chairman of the county council, and he gets a hold of this list and he posts it. And there's a couple of things. He ended up posting it, I believe, on his campaign website, which could relieve him of any protections he may think he has as a county council member, because that's not where it was posted. He posted this as an individual. And I know he was on earlier with my good friend Sue Henry, and not saying where he got this information from. The county manager was interviewed, and she said she's unaware where he got it from. They have themselves a problem in Luzerne County because their law department said, hey, we acknowledge that there have been threats made on social media, so we're going to institute this letter that you have to sign, this affirmation saying you're not going to use it to harass anybody. He gets it, posted online, then brags he didn't sign that affirmation. So either he got preferential treatment because of his position, either he obtained it illegally and posted it unlawfully, which this lawsuit may draw out.
It's going to. I can promise everybody listening right now, it will draw that out. I said on my social media post earlier today, this is one of the first steps of many. We are not done with today's lawsuit. We're following some more things that we're doing. I'm not going to tip my hand. But, yes, it will draw that out. We're going to find out exactly who gave him this information. He's already proven on this channel, which we already have for evidence, believe it or not. This is how dumb this person is. He's already proven exactly what his intentions were. And when you're spot on, Rob. You're 100% accurate. When you use your official capacity as an elected official to receive personal information from people and then utilize that to intimidate, dox, and harass them, that is a crime. So this has also been referred to the district attorney, and I would love to see a crime be done here. At the very least, though, we are going to go absolutely 100% against this for a civil. And that's what we did today.
And other, I mean, ethics violations here and maybe campaign violations on the state level. If he used his official capacity or acted in his official capacity in any way, but then put it on his campaign website, yeah, there may be a crossover there that maybe wants to be looked at as well.
Well, 100%. And there's already groups out there. One of them, I sent you some screenshots earlier. One of them is called Powered by Rainbows, who is taking individuals one by one and putting them out there, two doctors actually so far, and trying to link their Google Reviews website to their posting on social media. So it is already proven that this is exactly the intent of what Chris Bellis and his cronies have, and that's to harass, intimidate, and dox people. And we have all the evidence. All the screenshots are there. The internet lasts forever, Rob, so you know, we're going to take them to account for everything they're doing.
Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing this. You know, I actually made a joke earlier today, but it's not so much a joke. You know, I talked about in depth the 2 days ago about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. And so I shared that repost that I posted with all their names, what they did for a living and who they were, the signers, the original signers of the Declaration of Independence. And I said, mm-hmm. Luzerne County Council would have sent their names and addresses to the British on a free flash drive.
Absolutely. So, and you know how hard it is to get information from the county when you do a right to know. And then the hypocrisy is just screaming on this one. But
well,
can
the precedent,
I say one more thing, Rob?
Sure, go ahead.
So I just want everybody out there in the public to know we have their back 100%. We're not going to let this sit. Anybody that signs this new 10% that we're going for, and we're well on our way, will not have their information released. We will absolutely make sure of that. We have petitioners out every single day circulating. We want the voters to have a choice, which is the missing piece of this whole thing. We're not repealing this ordinance. We want the voters to vote on it. And we got folks at Midway Shopping Center down in Wilkes-Barre on the Square. Just reach out to us at Citizens Advisory of Pennsylvania. We're going to point you to where we have these folks at, and let the people in Luzerne County decide, and that's what we're here for.
And every member of county council should be put on record. Do they support what Chris Bellis did, or do they denounce what he did? Because, you know, they could be they're definitely going to be dragged into this as well. One of the first depositions I would do was the county manager and every employee who had access of control over those that information in flash drive, how it got in his hands. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to depose everybody, Rob. We're deposing the entire council, the election board. They better buckle up and they better preserve all their records because we're coming for it.
And the precedent that they set, the fact that they have opened this up to anyone who wants to come in could get a free flash drive with this information. I found it funny that Chris Bellis posted yesterday all these ways for people to contact him to ask questions and stuff like that. I want a free flash drive as a taxpayer, as someone who pays business tax in in Luzerne County. I want a free flash drive of everyone who contacts him on a monthly basis. And since this is the precedent they set, you know, I want every correspondence that's sent to every member of county council each month. I want a list on a free flash drive. I mean, the amount of information that people can now request because they set this precedent, and if they don't hold up to that standard, you can prove that this was targeted. This free flash drive was given out for free and easy to facilitate that harassment that was said and stated online was going to happen.
Right, and that's why there's still a federal piece of this that again, I don't want to tip my hand, but more things are coming down the pike to include a 14th Amendment issue. But you know the absolute hypocrisy that's probably the worst here, Rob, is that Luzerne County officials will not give you campaign finance reports with addresses on it due to a, quote, fear of the safety of the person that's submitting that report. And they also tried, this same council with Chris Bell sitting on it, tried to pass a election worker discrimination ordinance because they were trying to, you know, I called it the boogeyman ordinance because they were trying to make something up to protect any election worker from the fear of intimidation, harassment, or doxing. The exact same thing they just did. So projection is living very, very well in Luzerne County with the Chris Bellis and his cronies on the council.
Now, and I'm getting a bunch of them now. People want to know: do you have a website? Are you guys posting regularly where people can go sign these? Because I'm getting a ton of text messages saying, "Where can I sign this petition? Where can I go to sign it?" I know that Walter Griffin is out now having signatures. I do have people text in every now and then, and I tell my listeners where they are and how long they're going to be there. Is there a central location that you guys can set up if you haven't, where people can go and say, "Okay, we're going to be here, here, and here." Okay.
Yeah, so Citizens Advisory of Pennsylvania is our social media page. Go there, please. Follow us. We post every single morning. As soon as our petition committee, we kind of have a leadership team there. We're going to post where we're going to be for that day. So every day we're going to have locations identified for the citizens.
And anyone looking for that, I just shared their post about this lawsuit about 2 hours ago. So it's on my Facebook page. I also followed you guys to keep in touch. But Ben, please keep in touch with how this moves forward when you can, you know, when things are, when things are already dropped and they're aware of it themselves.
I will do, Rob. And I really appreciate you, you letting me on here and continuing to get the truth out to the people. I don't think you're slanting in any way like the previous caller said. I think you tell the truth, and if people don't like it, tough.
Well, that's the way.
Appreciate you, Bob.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And there is a lot of that's going to be looked into. There has really been an overstep of power, a crossover, and it was made clear that this information would be used for specific reasons. People who threaten me all the time on my social media were some of the ones making the threats, saying they were going to dox these people, they were going to go after their businesses, they were going to see where their kids went to school. That's all out there. This is all public information. One of them tried to change their photo and kept the same fake name, but we know who they are already. But the head of Luzerne Council fell right into it and facilitated it. So I hope this lawsuit goes forward. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Mistin Mountaintop. Get a $20 gift certificate for only $10, valid all day, every day, except Sundays. Offering a full selection of sushi and sashimi entries, teriyaki and tempura dinners, as well as specialty rolls, appetizers, and hibachi dinners. Located at Kirby Avenue in Mountaintop, visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. I did get some text messages in. Cabinet guy said, I listened to Sue's interview and you are 100% correct. These people need to be voted out, cabinet guy. And again, I highly recommend you listen to Sue's interviews on that. Are they going to be up on social media, those interviews, Jake? All right. And you're going to have mine with Ben on as well. They're all going to be up on our social media so you can listen to them again, but I highly recommend you listen to them. Our friend Alyssa Frizzaro texted in, says people can call her and Tyler Myers, but since I have only her number texting it in, I'm only going to give out her numbers. which she said I could give out both, but unless I hear from Tyler, I'm not going to give out his number. So Alyssa Fazzaro is 570-814-7993, and she says they will come to you for your signature. So you can reach out to Alyssa. She's good people. Tyler as well. But I'm not going to give out Tyler's number because this is the text message. It came from Alyssa's number, so I'm giving her number out. So that's 570-814-7993. And they'll come to you to get that signature. And again, don't let they are going to these lengths because they are afraid. They are going to these lengths because they want to shut down the people. It's as simple as that. All this does is put it on a referendum. If the majority of people in Luzerne County say this is something we want, it's going to happen. But they know it's not, because they know it's radical and they know they've overstepped their bounds. They know they tried to broaden this. And it's funny because when members of county council talk about it, they seem to mention veterans every time. Discrimination against veterans. No, they are expanding the definition to protect dissent. They don't want you going, which the Supreme Court kind of just dealt a blow to some of it. They don't want you going saying, I don't, into your school board meeting and say, I don't want John on my daughter's lacrosse team. I don't want John on my daughter's swim team. I don't want Bill in my daughter's locker room or bathroom. I don't care how they identify. That's discrimination against my daughter. And they want to shut that down. Same thing, immigration status. Well, you go to a meeting, if they try to hold an anti-ICE ordinance again, and you go to that meeting and say, no, I think we should be enforcing our laws when it comes to illegal immigration, and there's somebody in the audience that says, well, I feel you're discriminating against them, and file a complaint, well, you're going to get levied with that $100 to $500 fine. You're going to have to go through the process, hire an attorney, take off time from work, and end up fighting that past their little kangaroo court, which, by the way, they're giving police powers to. This is a summary offense you're getting charged with, this discrimination ordinance. No, I'm sorry. That's not the way this goes. And the fact that they are going to the lengths that they're going to silence anyone just shows what they're going to do with this ordinance, how they're going to weaponize this ordinance. I know Fred's been on for a while. Let me talk to Fred in Pittston about the budget. Fred, sorry you've been waiting for so long, but a lot of things going on.
That's okay. Thank you. I mean, you know, Shapiro always constantly, the Democrats like to spend everybody else's money but their own. Now, Shapiro wanted, he had the audacity to want us to pay for his security at his own home. How bad that is. They didn't want a booth in Washington because of Trump. You know, everybody's got to look at this. Now, the farm show's coming up, Bob, in January, whenever it is. People got to realize, you know, what he did. The agriculture is big. You're big on agriculture. I like the agriculture. Everybody has to eat. He is so out of order, but it's all because of these stinking school teachers, this tax.
It's not the school. It's the teachers' unions. It's not the school teachers.
Right. Exactly.
I'd just like to differentiate there, because we have plenty of really good teachers out there that are fine with the competition. Okay. That are fine with that would use vouchers themselves, I would imagine.
Absolutely, I agree with you there. But I mean, he's you know, I remember Dom Rich. We're having negotiations down in Harrisburg, right?
I got 4 seconds left.
We got contracts with Republican governors better than Democrats back in the day.
We got to leave it there, Ben. 4 o'clock. Sorry.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.